Chapter 1, My Story, From Broke to $15,000 in 1 month. Quote, "Life is either a daring adventure or nothing." End quote. Helen Keller. My working day is a little different. I don't go to an office. I rarely, if ever, go to meetings. Although I run my own business that allows me to travel all over the world, my schedule is mine to do with as I choose. And I don't choose boardrooms, clock watching, time stamping, or those endless grey meetings in grey boardrooms with grey, desperately unhappy people. Since you're reading this, then I bet that it's not the life for you either. Instead, you want to spend your days like I do, cycling through Africa, throwing yourself off the Victoria Bulls fridge in Zambia, riding a motorbike through the hills of Thailand, or hiking the famous W Trail in Patagonia. That's what I do, and all while my business works for me. The good news is, you can do the same. You can run a thriving online business from your laptop, from anywhere in the world, on your own schedule. Let me show you how. Here's my secret. I choose freedom as my highest value in life. I do everything in my power to have more of it. This means that every single decision I make is based upon staying true to this value. If it doesn't fit, I don't do it. In pursuit of freedom, I've become a homeless vagabond, or world citizen, and live out of my suitcase full time. I have no address and no home base, but I do have the ability to truly live my life on my own terms. There are two types of reactions when I tell people what I do. The first is, "Wow, that sounds amazing. I'd love to be able to do that one day." The second is, "Are you crazy?" Followed by, "Don't you have an actual home? How on earth do you manage that?" So am I crazy? Perhaps a little. I'll let you be the judge. Who is Natalie Sisson? I grew up in New Zealand, one of the most beautiful countries in the world, where my European parents had settled after a world tour honeymoon. I spent my childhood outdoors, playing sport. Dad worked hard so we could enjoy as many vacations as his job, as an insurance salesman, would allow. I started to travel with the family at age 2. By the time I turned 6, I ended up having to repeat a school year due to our family having taken too much time off to travel. Fast forward to age 27 and I was still stuck with the travel bug. In fact, I found myself with a strong urge to leave New Zealand, possibly indefinitely. I packed my bags in February 2006 and spent the next 300 days living out of a suitcase. In fact, I've been in a permanent state of pack ever since. I started by traveling across Southeast Asia and ended up arriving in London, England on my 27th birthday, where I stayed for 2.5 years. Since then, I've also called Vancouver, Buenos Aires, Los Angeles, Amsterdam, and Berlin home, even if just for a few months. On top of all these nomadic pursuits, I've managed to build a successful online business and a movement of suitcase entrepreneurs that I'm privileged to lead, leaving traditional work behind. If you're wondering how on earth I achieve this, then know that it all comes down to one simple philosophy, a true desire to live my life the way I want to, no matter what. This true desire is what people are missing as they detail all the reasons they can't possibly live the life they want. My way of living hasn't always been like this. I spent close to 9 years of my life chasing the corporate dream, working my way up through high-paying jobs in marketing, brand management, and business development across a diverse range of industries in both New Zealand and Europe. Working for someone else really taught me important lessons about what works and what doesn't, especially from an operations and management perspective. Looking back, I always chose roles where I was offered a lot of scope and flexibility to work on my own initiatives, and where I was able to take charge of making them happen. This was a good thing because I hate authority. Most managers realize this quickly, but not before they had hired me. I am a self-motivated person and often started in a defined role only to turn it upside down. A 9-month contract with a global pharmaceutical company saw me travel all over Europe, working with key opinion leaders and local sales teams, but also saw me reinvent its entire brand positioning, including the core message, marketing collateral, and communication strategy. This take the bull by the horns approach earned me a lot of respect and a big bonus. By June 2008, though, I had had enough of the 9-to-5. My high-level job in London, where I was at the time, pushed me over the edge. On paper, it looked amazing. Great pay, head of a brand new department, the ability to build my own team. But it was with an old school firm which was archaic in its thinking, smothered in bureaucracy and drowning in office politics. My lack of progress was slowly killing me. I was battling against the very people who had hired me to do the job. So less than a year after starting that particular job, just after having received a raise and a solid performance review, I quit.